what about STDs? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The difference between a Bronco and an Explorer, you gonna debate this with me? Broncos are they're noted for their durability. It was good for me. Got me out of harm's way.
Just sit
okay,
in.
I'll sit in it.
Just sit in.
Even there was a dead body in it.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's no bodies in this thing. I actually drove this car once, and some cop shot at me. But the engine is impeccable. And I can guarantee you the car has escapability. I mean, if you ever get into some trouble and you got to get away, it has escapability.
Just.
It's a terrible car.
What do you mean it's a terrible car, man? It's a Bronco. It has escapability. That's the main thing. And I know it. Boy, Al Collins was driving this thing.
And shut
if
up!
If you want to get away, it was easier to get away. A car that I personally made famous. The tires are worth more than $400.
You know what? If it's yours, I'll buy it.
Hey, we got a sale. Come on out here, guys. You see that truck? There's a camera right in that truck. You've just been juiced.
Are you serious?
Oh, juice.
Crazy.
Prankster.
Crazy OJ.
Hello, you're on the air with Thelma.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The way you stink up the airwaves, someone should check the expiration date on your brain.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah! Not to be confused with this guy.
That might be my favorite.
Bottom Buddies, Don and Mike.
This show's gonna be funny. The show is great. Welcome.
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 Welcome back. Check out our website, Don and Mike, website.com. It's open all the time. Mike, it is day number 3 of your Mayo Clinic fad diet.
I haven't quit yet.
And I see you have eggs in front of you.
A tomato. I don't have any eggs. I have eggs that my lovely lady picked up for me.
Oh,
because she cares. She purchased these at the corner 7-Eleven. Those are the eggs, and I have a little cause for concern. I was just reading this before we went on the air.
Yeah.
How can you keep an egg fresh for this period of time, and how long has this egg been sitting in the 7-Eleven when it says, use by 9/29/07?
Wow.
The end of, how can I use this by, how can this egg, how long has it been here if it can last till the end of September?
I think it probably would have to be refrigerated, right?
Well, here's what it says.
Right?
It says hard-cooked eggs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Coated with natural resins.
See? They're fresh.
Now, I have to eat 3 of these.
It's like a resin bag.
This is my lunch. This is my lunch today. I have the egg, 3 of them, 3 of these eggs.
3 7-Eleven eggs.
And a tomato.
And a tomato.
That I'm halfway through.
And how, and you're on day 3 now of this fad diet, which you hope to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
Right.
How's it going?
I didn't weigh myself this morning.
Oh. How about yesterday?
Yesterday morning. I was down a half pound from where I was before. And I ate, Tuesday night, I ate 2 porterhouse steaks that were about an inch thick.
2 steaks?
2 Ooh. Steaks.
Wow.
And I thought I was going to die after I ate the steaks. But on this diet, it says, if it says steak and not 1 steak or 2 steaks, if it says steak, you can eat as much of it as you want.
Here's an important question about your Mayo Clinic diet.
Yes, it's not the Mayo Clinic diet.
But whatever
it's
it is.
It's the fad diet that they call it that, but it's not right.
Did you ever get the rest of the email from your buddy that had...
He called me from Vermont.
The missing details?
Yeah. He called me from Vermont, and this was the gist of the email that Bill gave me. Bill
was
said,
he in a hospital?
No, he was up there. He's off it. He was up there playing werewolf.
Oh, what?
He was playing werewolf in Dracula.
Sure.
He called me and he said... All I know is, he said, don't eat anything that's not on that page. Do not eat any. If it's not on that page. Now, here's where I've kind of fudged it a little bit.
Did he say why?
No. He's not a medical doctor. He's my
scary.
He's my insurance agent.
And that's why you would take advice from him about this
But no,
diet.
No, the reason. Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on there.
Hold on, everybody.
The reason that I took advice from him is because when I'm playing golf with these guys, I noticed my buddy, who was pretty chunky the last time, and he fluctuates in his weight. But then the big guy in back of me says, you got to do this. I lost 30 pounds in 2 weeks. Mm. And so That's really the only reason that
That still sounds, I'm not trying to be the wet blanket. That right. sounds incredibly unhealthy to lose 20
but I'm eating,
pounds a day.
But I'll tell you what I'm eating. I'm eating, the only thing that's unhealthy is the amount of eggs, I think, that I'm eating. I mean, that's the only thing you could probably throw,
I mean,
throw darts at.
I mean, if it works for you, that was kind of dismissive. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're tired. I understand.
Whatever.
That was really like, whatever. Go out, get a shotgun, kill yourself. Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't care. No, I eat salad. I eat fruit. I'm eating a lot of tomatoes. I'm eating a lot of celery. I'm eating a lot of cucumbers.
Mm-hmm. Grapefruit.
And the only thing, and grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
And really the only thing that I don't, you know, but see, I would say I don't eat a lot of carbs, but there are tons of carbs in tomatoes, aren't there?
Not a lot.
There are a lot, there are a lot of fruits that are very sugary.
Yeah, and I there's no restriction on...
Those are better carbs.
What did Joe just give you?
Hey, look, it's Joe.
How long do boiled eggs last? Hard-boiled eggs should be kept in the refrigerator and eaten within 5 days.
Uh-huh. But you see, you're okay.
I'm going
sure
to
die. No,
I'm
sure
going to die. Carla, don't ever get me these eggs
I'm
again.
I'm sure those eggs are going to be good for another month and a half.
Yeah, well,
those are fine because of the radiation.
That egg goes in the...
You're fine because you're not eating it at the end of it. It's not like it said eat by, you know, September 30th and you're eating it on the 29th.
But he doesn't know how long that was sitting
right.
there. What if 7-Eleven eggs have a six-month window?
They say 5 days. Who's the guy that's going to pick this thing up on the 28th of September?
The radiation
and what
keeps
kind of
them fresh.
Botulism.
Well, and it's not a guy who picks it up. It's a guy's girlfriend who
what's
picks
the deal
up.
With the resins, though?
I think maybe it seals the shell. The shell is porous, right?
Yeah,
Buzz?
It is. And by sealing the shell, you can keep the egg fresh if you keep it refrigerated. It should be okay.
Well, I've eaten... bless you. I've eaten three of them
today. Allergic to botulism.
I was supposed to eat two this morning, and I'm supposed to eat three with lunch, but I ate two this morning, and I could have eaten one, so I've eaten two for lunch, which means I'm okay with what I'm eating right now. I'm having a later lunch because I had a later breakfast.
How are you feeling about this weekend coming up?
Yeah.
Tough.
I still have Saturday.
I've got my kids, and but I'll tell you, I will go through tomorrow morning. And if I get on the scale, and it's dramatic, which it's supposed to be, I feel like my clothes are a little bit looser. My bras have never been looser.
Colors are brighter.
Food tastes better. Things are good. No,
colors are brighter.
You know what it is?
Funnier.
I've got my eyes wide open here. This is a fad diet. I know it's a fad diet, and I'm just saying, hey, this guy was you know, pretty convincing, and I said, hey, I'll give it a pop to jog myself back into a more religious observance of the way I eat all the time, which is primarily Weight Watchers. That's the way I eat. I watch points, and I try to do that. And I'd gotten away from that with snacking on candy and doing all those bad things and then going out with my kids and, you know, going out and eating pasta and all that crap. So what this is just a week or two of – notice I'm qualifying now by saying a week or two.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be 2 weeks.
Two but full might, weeks, Mike.
It might be a seven-day plan.
Who had next, what's the 1 week square?
Well, that would be Tuesday.
Because that officially would be quitting before the 2 weeks was up.
Now you're being really dismissive with your eyes.
No, I'm not.
Now you're looking at me like I'm pond scum. Because I know you always do this
you're
when
already,
I'm talking about my weight.
You're already setting up your out, though. Yeah, look, okay.
You're giving me that.
Who's doing it now? Look at your...
I'm doing you doing it. I'm not doing it at you. You're not talking about
that. Are you throwing out a preemptive strike already for abandoning this diet before you said you
would?
Yes,
I am.
That's all I'm identifying.
Yeah, because I don't... I'll be honest with you. I don't feel that good on it. I don't like the way it makes my Elvis parts feel. Down there of where we do not, it's you know,
of course, all of those eggs going through your anus,
yeah, it binds you up a little bit.
And are you sluggish?
Not, no,
because that was
no, really, I'm not. I'm
in the research, that was the number one complaint about this style of.
You know, when I'm sluggish, I really, when I do
tired
after dinner, I do kind of go, you know, after
yes,
but like in the morning or when I'm eating that fruit salad, and right now, to be honest with you, after eating the two eggs, I feel. Quite the opposite.
Energy surges.
Energy is surging through my body, and I'm only halfway through this
tomato.
Delicious tomato. May I have another bite?
Sure.
Thank you.
Because I know you love it so.
They're slurpy.
So good.
Running down his chin.
You know, and this is the time
you've
it's not running down. My
I've never been
it's
sexier.
Not running down his nose.
This is the time of year also to go on a diet because it's a lot of tomatoes and they're fantastic this time of year
and cheap.
It's the time of year to go on a 7-day diet. As opposed to a...
Of the 52.
Okay.
As opposed to a two-week diet.
I'm not saying I'm going to quit after 7 days. I'm saying I might. I'm saying I might.
I think you're the greatest.
I might quit after 7 days. This is a lot of time. Another 7 days of eating this crap.
But, you know, if you stay in theory.
And, Carla, I love you, and you cook meals for me. And
you're
a sure thing.
You are
wonderful. But, Carla, please don't buy the eggs at the 7-Eleven that have the two-month expiration date.
But, Mike, if you were to stay on this diet for 4 weeks, you could lose 60 pounds.
Now you're eating spit out tomato.
That's just simple mathematics.
That's right, Rob. You're right, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike, hey, Mike, look, all you've got to do is just exercise. Then you can eat whatever you want. Your
I run 7 miles a day, sir. Enough with the exercise. I run 7 miles a day, and I lift tons of weight. 4 to 5 days a week.
Listen, I just found out.
Enough with the exercise.
From my cardiologist, it is entirely possible to, I run at least 2 miles a day on the treadmill, and I am still at least 20 pounds overweight. I mean, you can do all the stuff.
Sir, I just want you to know, okay, 7 miles a day that I run, sometimes it's fast walking, but most of the time it's running. I lift 4 to 5 times a week, and every Wednesday and Friday night, I play soccer. You know how much run?
With JP.
With JP. I play in the JP Flame League. And I enjoy it. And then, of course, when the weather gets cold, it's right out to the ice rink where I figure skate. Competition figure skating. So enough with the exercise. I am toned. I just want to take off a few pounds.
I do think you probably heard this before, but it would probably help just your general stress level. If you exercise, you got it on your mouth, up here. There you go.
Thank you.
If you exercise.
During the show, I'm sorry, it's gross.
I'll tell you also, I could. There's no way that I could get on that treadmill 5 days a week if I didn't have that iPod.
Yeah.
If I didn't have the iPod, I could not be motivated.
I do the elliptical. I don't do the treadmill, but I've done the iPod.
Here's another thing I think you should think
actually,
about.
Actually, iPod does work when you're exercising.
When you told me your weight, and I won't repeat it on the air, but I guessed your weight. If I was the carnival guy, you would have had the teddy bear.
Right.
Because I guessed your weight at much less than it is.
Yeah, I don't look it. I win those all the time because I never look my weight.
Here's what you should do. We're at different stages in our weight, but Janet has hit me to something recently about me that I think applies to you as well. I lost about 70 pounds and gained 20 back, and that's where I'm at right now. I ain't moving. That's about it. It's like about 215.
You're happy.
Yeah, I'm fine at this weight.
You feel good because you are exercising.
Sure. Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. When I go to a store, I'm so tempted to go, I can fit into a large. And I get a large, and I bring it home, and she says, yeah, it fits you, but, like, come on. It's like it's too tight.
You've done that your whole life, though. I mean, you've always...
Hold on. You do it, too.
What do you mean?
You do it, too, with shirts. If you are a 2XL guy...
Yeah.
You should just resign yourself to the fact. Resign's not the right word.
Right.
You will look better and not feel as fat.
I'd buy 2XLs.
Well, then I'm truly sorry.
Are you saying that I look fat in my 2XLs?
Haven't we had days when he comes in here and you're saying, like, I'm wearing a, this is an XL Tommy Bahama. You've said that.
No, I wear an XL Nat Nast. That fits me. What doesn't the Tommy the XLs that I'm wearing?
Well, then never mind. Then I was trying to help.
I was not trying to pick.
Don't look.
How
at me
is
like
that helping me? Telling me not to wear tight shirts.
My chick tells me all the time.
You've done that. I've never been guilty of that. You've done that. You've done the thing where
I'm copping to it. Yes. Well, but I think
I'm wearing something that's tight on me, I'm wearing it because it's in my closet and I bought it at a thinner time in my life.
All right.
That's really the God's honest truth. And there are a couple of Tommy Bahama shirts. Excuse me while I finish my tomato. There are a couple of those shirts that I came in with that were a little too tight. And that's just because I was getting into big fat load territory. Because
I take Charles Barkley's advice. I've got in my closet, seriously. I've got clothes from when I was my skinniest.
Oh, you still have clothes from when you were bigger?
Clothes from when I was my absolute fattest and the clothes that I have now.
I only have one question about this whole size thing that we're discussing.
Yeah.
Are you basing this on something I've said to you or are you basing it on how I appear in my clothing? And please, we're on the air, Mr. Geronimo, so be brutally honest.
You are under oath.
Okay. And that guffaw, the giggle tells me what the answer is. You don't need to answer it. Yes. I look fat in my clothing.
No, it is something that you have said. You have said before. Whether.
Now, what are you doing with your
shirt? I'm pulling my shirt.
What are you doing with your shirt?
Rob, come over and look at this. I think this is a double XL.
All right.
It's a T-shirt. Tell me if it's not a double.
Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, double XL.
It's a ladies' 14.
It's a double XL. And you are wearing an XL.
Yes.
And that and it drapes on you.
And at home, I put on a large, and I walk around, and I look like Elvis. You know what I'm saying? So my chick finally said to me, stop being so vain. You're the only one that looks like to see if you're wearing a large or an extra large.
That's true. And you and I both probably have a pretty decent weight fluctuation where you could wear the same clothing. I could lose 40 pounds and still be in a double XL golf shirt.
Because
I'm comfortable in it that way. I like that. It's because of the lat work that I do on my lats with my shoulders, with my big, broad shoulders. But I know you're saying it would help my stress level if I exercise, too.
Yeah, listen, everybody tells you that, but I swear to Christ it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I might visit the elliptical this weekend.
I was wound up this morning, Jack. Mm-hmm. I just wound with like a tight, like.
And then you get on the treadmill and you calm right down.
Got on that treadmill and came upstairs. I thought I am more exhausted now than when I got on this goddamn machine.
Sure. Well, I'll keep you posted. I'll tell you seriously though that I would not quit this diet based on the fact that I'm not enjoying what I'm doing. You know that I want to eat better food. I would quit it because I haven't been feeling that great on it. So I'm not sure.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is a comment about the 7-Eleven eggs. Just please be careful with those. I bought those before. I opened them up and the things were wrinkled. It was horrible.
Well, these looked good. These actually looked good, although the one that I saw, when I saw that 92907, that's in the bottom of the trash right now. And three of them are in the bottom of my colon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, along with your two porterhouse steaks.
My two porterhouse steaks, two pork chops last night.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Delicious.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
I'll tell you what. I'm 5'11", I'm fat, I drink 15 beers a day, I smoke 2 packs a day, I'll take any prescription pill you put in front of me, and I live by, nobody likes a quitter, so I will not do rehab.
Amen. Well, good for you. Should be proud of yourself.
Show of solidarity.
That's a good thing. That's good. I'm my kind of guy, really. Yeah,
hello.
This exercise and fat dieting.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, Don, this is your cardiologist. I wanted to ask Mike a question.
Sure, obviously, this is really my cardiologist, Mike. Here he is.
Oh, you're really Don's cardiologist.
Here's Dr. Bombay.
Yes, go ahead, doctor.
Mike, have you ever heard of a sit-up?
That's not funny, and I do. Are you ready for this? Since we're giving the statistics, I do 700 sit-ups before you even open your eyes in the morning, pal.
Don't forget, that's what...
And I don't go to the bathroom until I've done all my sit-ups. Mm-hmm.
That's what bedpan breath said to me when I was up there getting my heart tested. Wow, your cardio is incredible. You ever heard of a sit-up?
You ever heard of a sit-up? No, that's the rule that I have. My exercises are done before I'm allowed to relieve myself.
You ever heard of me taking that Michael Scott-looking diploma you have on the wall and taking it and busting it right over your friggin' head?
Did you start doing sit-ups after he talked to you?
Yeah.
Of course.
Good for you. Yeah. I did one today. we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.